Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The DH, Rick Peters. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer bunts towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Allinson reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Paquette hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Allinson scores. Burleson moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson throws to second for 1, and Trammell throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Burleson scores. Paquette scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-1 in the game. LaFleur is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sizemore moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Sizemore moves to third. Allinson moves to second. Bruce Robbins now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summers throws the ball into Thompson, who tags Paquette trying to return to first, for the out. Sizemore scores. Allinson scores. Burleson moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burleson scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Summers reaches second base with a double. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice pinch hits for Carl Yastrzemski. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robbins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Torres. Trammell moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brookins moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to second for the out. Brookins moves to third. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Allinson and he is out, Sizemore applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Champ Summers. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing right field. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Burleson moves to third. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it and throws to home to get Burleson. Paquette moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Paquette scores. Lynn moves to third. Hobson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Jack Billingham now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell bunts towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peters strikes out. 2 outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans, who is chasing the ball. LaFleur reaches third base with a triple. Brookins goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3 Red Sox. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Sizemore reaches second base with a double. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Sizemore moves to third. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 3-3 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Jason Thompson. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Wackenfuss now playing first base. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-2 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hobson moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-4 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.